Welcome to Channel Chat, SearchNetworkingChannel.com's weekly news podcast for the week ending February 13th, 2009. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor.
And Rivka Little, Site Editor.
Today we'll hear from Cisco Channel Chief Wendy Barr. Wendy has been recently promoted to Senior Vice President of the U.S. and Canada Channels for Cisco. Wendy, who took the helm of Channel Chief about a year ago, is the first woman to hold this position. In the interview, she discusses goals for 2009, how partners can function in a rough economy, and how the channel can ready itself to follow Cisco into storage and the data center.
I know that this is going to be a year, not just this year, but the next couple of years, where Cisco is bringing together storage and data center and networking components so that it's one overall solution. And I also know that while some partners are absolutely ready to go in those three directions, others are not. How do you begin to prepare the channel now? How do you begin to move them in that direction?
Well, it's interesting because you're exactly right. What is so both exciting, because it brings so much opportunity, and it makes me a little bit apprehensive as well, since I care for the health of the channel, is the complexity of this architecture that's coming. Mm-hmm. The architecture, the virtualization of the data center, the energy savings, the green, the customers, this is a situation that we view where the customers are really pushing us to go faster and faster. They want to get there sooner rather than later, and that's an intriguing proposition for the partners. But at the same time, we are very aware of the fact that their existing business model need to, in a logical and controlled manner, make that metamorphosis to this sort of new model. So the first thing we say is be prudent and careful about how we move forward. This isn't something that we want to rush through. We don't want to say to every partner, you need to be a data center, you know, specialized partner. We may look at where you are in the evolution, whether you have networking and storage and you need to pick up servers. We have, frankly, quite a few partners who are already very specialized in the server demographic and have been doing some networking, but maybe they don't have as much expertise with VMware or the apps component. So again, we're using collaborative technology to be our enabling platform for these partners, whether they be small partners or large partners, whether they be here in the North American channel or across the globe. Much like our wireless community, we have a data center virtualization community with hundreds, maybe now thousands of users, and there they can watch videos on demand. They can talk with an expert. They can be a part of a community that has a question specific to storage or networking or apps or server.
But in the past couple of weeks, there's been a lot of talk amongst partners as to what will happen with their relationships with other companies as Cisco moves into all three of these categories. So if or when Cisco goes the server route, what will happen with the relationship with HP? What's the message to partners around how to handle that transition, partners who are selling both Cisco and HP?
Well, I think it is very similar to what we saw with Microsoft and their, you know, unified communication strategy. And this is only, as you mentioned, it's only going to continue. The world's getting more complicated. Our technologies are getting more robust. They're getting more interwoven as the architecture shifts. I mean, clearly we feel like the network is the platform. Our architecture for virtualization in the data center is very clear on that. But partners, we are sensitized to partners needing to make business decisions that are good for them and for their business. We think we have a compelling value proposition. One of the things I'm maybe most focused on, though, is ensuring that my team has the requisite knowledge and skill set to handle this sort of new complexity in our relationship. Because, again, it's going to take real evaluation, a really good understanding of how to build out the data center practice using a tool we call Partner Practice Builder, which is an online as well as an on-site consultative approach. And we're going to be working with them and counseling them on both the long-term and short-term objectives, the pros and the cons, the gains, and the perhaps, you know, things that might need to be delayed or taken on at a later time. I mean, we're sensitive to the fact that some of them already have a business model that's built out around another architecture. But let's face it, we've seen that architecture shift before. When we went from TDM to IP telephony, that business model shift of trucks and loose ads and changes and feet on the street and supply inventory, I came from the TDM market. I was with Nortel a long, long time ago. So I was very familiar with that model. And when that architectural shift took place, it's not a flash cut. So making sure that my team is educated around that, making sure the Cisco sales team is really educated around that is critical.
Is the ultimate message maybe not this year, but over 10 years to sort of not rein in, but to bring the partners into an all Cisco portfolio and drop these other partnerships over time?
I think the customers will drive that decision. So as customers determine what the best technological architecture is for them and their business, that ultimately the customers decide this battle. And the speed at which this battle progresses will be done through, I think, customers making those buying decisions. So it would be hard for me to predict the timeline. I will tell you that the appetite for this architecture seems to be quite strong in the marketplace. But in all honesty, Rick, I don't think that there's going to be an opportunity for 100% Cisco portfolio to meet all the demands that the customers are going to have out of this very complex technological environment. And as Cisco, we're going to need to be open to continuing to have those partnerships and relationships.
Getting back to the economy, one of the things mentioned was Navigate to Accelerate program. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And one of the things that really stuck with me was this idea of drilling down into the existing install base as opposed to, you know, spinning wheels trying to acquire new customers. So how do you get that message across to partners, and how open will they be to that message?
Well, it's not a difficult message to get across to partners because they know that that is probably where they have their most significant advantage, is the relationship that they've established with their existing partner base. Frankly, what's been a little bit challenging and why they go after the net new business is our programs up until very recently gave the most incentives and the most rebates to sort of those newer advanced technology and emerging technology opportunities. Mining the base, you know, going to refresh the installed, you know, routing and switching base, although it's good business, it does require pre-work. So again, those engineers that everyone wants to bill out at 100% would need to go out on site and do some discovery or some inventory to understand the opportunity set. And typically a customer, of course, is not going to want to pay for that. So what we put in place is called a network assessment program, in which, again, Cisco helps our partners defray that cost. They will come to us and say, hey, we think we have an opportunity with XYZ customer. We want to go out and do a network assessment on not only how old is the existing gear that comes from Cisco, but maybe one of the competitive gears that's out there in the network as well. So we help by providing them a credit. And they use that to help offset their costs. Now, the good news is when they go out and do those assessments, obviously they're learning more about the customer's business, they're, you know, cementing that relationship, they're looking for opportunity. So now when they come back to us, it's easy for us to use that investment that they've made to give them an opportunity incentive program approval. They apply and we give them an OIP. That gives them a little bit more discount on the front end that they can use to help their profitability. And so they put out a competitive proposal for an upgrade to core routing and switching. We bring in Cisco Capital to help them understand what kind of end user financing may be available, what they can do to help customers who are in this sort of credit crunch, you know, the capital crunch capacity issue. And leasing is a great way to overcome that sort of CapEx issue. And then when they do successfully complete that sale, they've had network assessment help, they've had discount help through an OIP, and on the back end of that, for routing and switching, we give them a rebate. And those are all things that are contained in our Navigate to Accelerate, which of course we'll be talking a lot about next week at Velocity in Miami. So those are the types of things that make it more profitable and more compelling for a partner to want to go out and mine their existing install base, rather than necessarily in these high economic times only focus on going out and acquiring, you know, net new customers. And as we say to them, it's always a balance. The best models that partners have are the ones where they balance the hunting and the farming.
I know that there's a lot of talk amongst partners now regarding the stimulus package, and Cisco seems to be in one of the better positions as far as technology companies are concerned to benefit from this. So is there any move within the channel to sort of help prepare partners to be in the right place at the right time to sort of catch the trickle down?
That's a great tee-up question. Actually, Don DeRoss, who runs my public sector channel for the U.S., is that in the middle of starting to institute a roadshow where we're taking all of the opportunities that we believe exist in this economic stimulus environment out to partners. We call it a follow the money kind of endeavor. So understanding how that money will flow down to organizations, state and local governments, smart schools, smart bridges, smart highways, you know, a lot of interest in securing our infrastructure. So as the shovel-ready projects come to build the infrastructure, clearly you want that infrastructure to be surveilled and managed and as effective and profitable as possible. So those are some of the areas we're looking at. Clearly, healthcare is a huge opportunity with the electronic medical record component of the economic stimulus package around energy, all of the new, potentially, the stimulus in there for new types of energy development, and we feel like technology plays a huge role in that. So it's not just around sort of the federal or state and local government business. Healthcare is a big part of that. Energy is a big part of that.
There was obviously a big lawsuit that happened this year, and a lot of partners were sort of sounding off on, you know, what this means, the Infracom lawsuit, and whether or not, you know, smaller partners get a fair shake as compared to larger partners. Did you guys feel any impact or shakeout amongst channel partners, or did channel partners address you with questions as to, you know, what happens next?
Yeah, actually, I didn't receive a lot of questions from the partners, and again, we do an awful lot of listening. We create a lot of forums with partners, and they're not shy. The good news is, I think it's a sign of our relationship that they are as candid and honest with us as they are, and I always tell them, I want to know the good, the bad, the ugly. So it's interesting, we did not get a lot of questions, and when I think about the sheer volume of deals that we do using our programs and our incentives, I guess I'm not surprised that we have this one instance. You know, we believe in our programs, we believe in our partners, we believe it's the best thing for our customers to have a strong channel. So I didn't really see a lot of responsiveness or response or questions out of that situation.
And this has been this week's edition of Channel Chat. Be sure to use searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom,
Rivka Little,
and thanks for joining us.